WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Thousands of displaced residents have begun streaming back to their homes in southern Lebanon, hours after a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah took hold. It's the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest that began after Hamas' October 7th attack. This man in Tel Aviv weighs in.
I'm all for it, but I'm asking myself the question, why, when Hezbollah in Lebanon, still with his, most of his force left, threatening in Israel, we can reach an agreement, but in Gaza, when we have 101 hostages and Hamas is almost finished, we cannot reach an agreement.
President Biden with a warning.
If Hezbollah or anyone else breaks the deal and poses a direct threat to Israel, then Israel retains the right to self-defense, consistent with international law.
Have you waited until today to begin the holiday getaway? Correspondent Jared Hills at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
In the final dash to Thanksgiving dinner, it's not the stuffing that's steering travelers through busy roads and crowded airports.
It's family. That's what makes it worth it, family being together.
AAA expects more than 5 million Americans to fly this week. Some headed out Tuesday to beat the Wednesday rush, what TSA estimates will be the busiest day to fly before Thanksgiving.
I feel like it hasn't gotten really busy yet.
I expected to see a whole bunch of lines, but I'm very pleasantly surprised.
An animal rights activist wanted by the FBI has been captured overseas.
Daniel Andrea San Diego, on the run for two bombings in Northern California since 2003, was taken into custody in Conwy, a town in Wales in the UK. Considered one of the FBI's most wanted terrorist suspects, he was sought for two animal rights-related bombings. San Diego was considered armed and dangerous during the two decades he went uncaptured, although no one was injured in the explosions. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Police in New York City have busted up a shoplifting ring, arresting five people who allegedly stole close to $2 million worth of perfume, makeup, and clothing from high-end stores in three different states over a two-year period. Governor Kathy Hochul.
We're not taking this anymore. There's more of us than you. We're going to make sure we have the resources to do everything at our disposal to shut you down once and for all.
Officials say the suspect sold brands like Versace and Valentino. Australia's House of Representatives has approved the world's first ban on social media for kids under 16. It would make platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and X liable for fines up to $33 million if they fail to prevent children from holding accounts. The nation's Senate has the final say. S&P futures are down 10. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare-up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had a scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glicken Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5. Tonight down to 20. Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy. Some flurries with a high of 28 on Friday and Saturday. Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special. Trigvy Olsen, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Wednesday morning, November 27th, 2024, the day before Thanksgiving. And another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. And whether you're joining us through one of those terrestrial stations or through the ether of the Civic Media app or by podcast or on our video feed on Facebook or YouTube, we appreciate you starting your day right here, wherever right here is. Any chance it might be an airport or on the road, it's planes, trains, and automobiles everywhere on this busiest travel day in history. That's what everybody feels like when it's their day. They're going to, guess what? They're going to feel like that again on Sunday when they go home. I'm thankful for many things this Thanksgiving. I'm thankful right now that I'm not at an airport at 4 a.m., which sometimes is the case when you've got family scattered all around the country. So we hope that your travel plans or the travel plans of your loved ones go smoothly, go safely, and they're able to enjoy the start of a long and wonderful holiday weekend. Shameless promotion here. If you haven't cast a vote for this here show yet, there is a newspaper in the Chippewa Valley called Volume One. They do their best ofs every year, best of the Chippewa Valley, so many categories, including best radio show. And so if you'd like to, along with stuffing a turkey, if you'd like to help stuff a ballot box, head over to Volume One, spell out one, volumeone.org. And you do have to create an account, but it's like just click and it lets you use your Google or your Facebook. And then you can get on in there and vote for us. We'd kind of like that. Coming up on the program today, in our second hour, we're going to talk about how the next session of the Wisconsin legislature is still weeks away. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is already, his nose is growing. He's already spreading misinformation in order to justify not using what is still a $4 billion surplus to fix chronic underfunding of public schools. We will have one of the state's best experts on the topic to tell us about the tricks being played and how to talk to your own legislator about school funding in the next state budget. So that's part of our homeroom segment. Wednesday also brings our climate check segment with Melissa Baldoff. And look, we already know what a second Donald Trump term will be like for efforts to tackle a changing climate. Now we know more about the team he's putting into place to slash federal support for clean energy, remove protections from sensitive lands and water, pump more carbon into the air. But we'll also find out that, you know, there are the efforts to fight a changing climate, they don't stop the moment Donald Trump takes office. The work just transfers elsewhere. And Melissa and I will talk a little bit more about that. So let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, Melissa Kay, of course, because it's also Wednesday. Todd Alba, because it's Wednesday, of course. And let's see, Brittany Merlot, as she is every day with a forecast that starts with us telling you about bus stop temperatures at 6 a.m. here. It is 19 in Chippewa Falls, 19 in Hayward. Yes, Hayward is back. Their thermometer appeared to have been broken for a few days here, but welcome back, Hayward. You're at 19. Wausau's at 19. La Crosse, 23. Amory, 21. Wisconsin Rapids, 20. Green Bay's at 23 right now. Madison, 26. Waukesha, 25. And it is 30 at Radio Park in Racine, where we find one Greg Bach, who I can't see the suitcase behind him, but he is just itching. The moment the work is done, he is so out of here by plane, train, automobile, pizza delivery van, whatever it takes.
We had pizza in the office today. Yesterday was great.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, shout out to Wells Brothers, one of the best pizza places in, I think, in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they like a Racine-only establishment?
Yes, Racine-only, Racine institution, and was named one of the top 10 pizza places in the country years ago.
Oh, very nice.
They specialize in thin crust. Oh, delicious. And then like, tiny little pieces, so you're like, oh, how did I eat half a pizza?
Right? Yes. I love thin, greasy places like that where it's like, wait a minute, I just had a couple of little squares, right? And I don't know how many little squares fit in a circle. I didn't do well in geometry. So I have a ready-made excuse.
I don't know how many pieces fit in my belly.
Right? Let's see. Alicia notes on YouTube. My son came home from college last night, so now both my kids are home. So she is very happy about that.
But Alicia, I thought you were like 21 years old. You look so young in your picture. So.
Oh, that's sitting very there. Nice.
Come
on. See, I think we just got another vote in the Volume 1 poll. So, yay, yay for us. Yesterday, I had my annual eye exam, which is in no way depressing, as once again, you learn the ways that as each year ticks by, you go, remember when I used to see all five letters in that bottom line? And now it's like, okay, that's a... And I did say to the eye doctor, I'm like, okay, CFT4.
Is there a niner
in there?
You call him from a walkie-talkie?
Just blurry blobs at this point, but you know. And then they do the where they dilate your pupils.
Yeah.
And that's always an experience, you know. I mean, you wear the sunglasses, and at some point you take them off, and you know how we talk about, you know, typing in all capital letters is like having your pupils dilated and you remove the sunglasses. That's like the all caps version of eyesight. It's like, you're going to see everything really bright right now. Please put the sunglasses back on. But, you know, you go through, this is the, we do our stuff at the end of the year. You might have a flexible spending account or whatever, mm-hmm. and you got to use it all up. Yeah. So there's dental and doctor and what right now is what the open enrollment period for things like the Affordable Care Act or for Medicare plans, things like that. So all these decisions that you have to be made while you're also doing, you know, your plans for Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of that. So
yeah, it's,
it comes with the territory.
We took a look. So my wife has an HSA, which I don't really like, 'cause I feel like whatever healthcare
savings account. Yep.
But we took a look at our account. We're like, oh, we can like get some fancy exams too, because we just, you know, it just accrues over time, and mm-hmm. we're like, oh, I can get two eye exams. All right,
we can look at both eyes. Yeah. That'll be great this year. So, and Alicia puts a note. Oh, Greg, appreciating your comments before. So, thank you. Yeah, we know. Let's see if you want to reach the show at all. Let's see, we've got an email address, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. We've got a phone number. 855-75-CIVIC. You can call us. You can text us at that number. You can use the Civic Media app as well. Melancholy happy trails, the saying goes, to Jim Abrams, who gave us Airplane along with, what was it, the Zucker brothers?
Did he die?
He did, yes. The graduate of Shorewood High School, Jim Abrams, co-creator of Airplane and all of the Naked Gun movies, passed away at the age of 80.
Kentucky Fried Theater and movie.
Kentucky Fried Theater, which he did for 5 years in L.A. before mm-hmm. working with John Landis, the director,
yeah.
who turned their projects into a movie. And Airplane came out in 1980, and the rest is history. To which we this is the way that we would appropriately offer up a toast to Mr. Abrams, as we would say of his career. Surely you can't be serious.
And I am serious, and don't call me
and
Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley. So,
I picked a hell of a week to die.
Quit sniffing glue. Yeah.
Well, and also another little fun factoid about Abrams and the Zuckers and Kentucky Fried Theater, which was a sketch comedy group back in the 70s. Yeah. They gave us Dick Chudnow, who created Comedy Sports, which is a worldwide phenomenon. Oh. And it's based in Milwaukee, home in Milwaukee. And Dick came out of Kentucky Fried Theater, came home to Wisconsin, and he created this this art form. And so there's that connection of them to us as well. I mean, of course, because Wisconsin too. But
right,
for me personally, like, Dick Chudnow is a pretty big deal in my life. So I think for what they created, I'm thankful for what they created.
Yes, and in terms of things that they did differently, of course, just new levels of silliness. But
yeah,
it's one thing to be silly; it's another thing to have the genius to, in these silly movies, your casting includes Leslie Nielsen, Lloyd Bridges, Robert Stack, who, again, younger folks won't appreciate this, but these were deadly serious actors.
Yes.
And you're seeing them in this comedy, and not just like this slapstick screwball comedy. And just what made it so much funnier is that that was the last thing you expected from Leslie Nielsen, who played like tough guys, cowboys, all of that. Now we know Leslie Nielsen from, you know, Naked Gun and everything else. Lloyd Bridges the same way, Robert Stack. But the first time that you can actually poke fun at yourself like that, that was the real secret sauce in those movies.
The genius of any great spoof film, and there aren't many great spoof films. There are a lot of spoof films, but they're not great. And the one thing that makes it different and better than all that Airplane has it, and the Naked Gun, I would say, especially the first one, Files from a Police Squad, the TV show it was based on, and then a movie called Black Dynamite, is that at no point do they ever look to the camera and wink and say, we're all in on the joke. It is the most serious acting, saying some of the most ridiculous things ever, and it makes it even funnier. I mean, Airplane is still funny to this day.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you said Police Squad, I started laughing because at the end of every episode, they would do a freeze frame, but they didn't actually freeze the frame. They would just freeze in place.
Yeah.
The closing credits would roll over them, and you'd see them like kind of looking to the side without moving a muscle.
Their hands shaking as they're up, like holding a gun or something. Yeah. I mean, the joke that I always remember from the TV show was, so Nordberg, who was played by O.J. Simpson in the movies, was played by a really tall gentleman. You never saw his face. And the joke was, Nordberg, you got some food on your face. And he scratches, he goes, no, other side. He scratches again, and a half a banana falls down. And just those really dumb things, but they always worked.
They did, or they'd have some criminal, and they'd do the freeze frame, and they'd all freeze, except for the criminal, who's like wondering, why are they all stopping? And so he lets loose the handcuffs and sneaks out of the room.
I'm about to rewatch that show now.
Oh, I know.
Lovely.
It was great. All right. When we come back, we will turn our attention to some of the news of the day, and it's serious, but in some ways not serious. There's a dating site that is tracking breakups based on the election. And boy, Wisconsin got a lot of attention as a swing state. Well, we're getting attention for the impact of the election as well. So we'll have that story and more about the Trump transition ahead of our climate check report. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Wednesday morning, when you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Just you and I. But Eddie Rabbit in today's history lesson coming up in a half hour from now. I had to grab that one of all the songs Eddie Rabbit did. I had to grab the schmaltziest one because for our wedding, we created a wedding video, which was still some of the latest, greatest technology back in 1986. And so we get this VHS tape back and it's got this lovely little, you know, montage of people coming into or out of the church. And this song in the background, which is perfectly fine, but we didn't pick it. You know, the guy didn't ask, like, do you have some favorite, you know, we would have given a couple of different love songs and things like, and instead it's like, did you ask for this song? Like, no. Did you ask for this song?
Never heard
no.
The song.
So there it is. And now I just picture all my, you know, relatives filing into church, you know, as a result, but we'll tell you why Eddie Rabbit is part of today's history lesson coming up in a few minutes here. First, a little sports at 6:22. Damian Lillard scored 37 points. And the Bucks went on to beat the Miami Heat 106-103 in an NBA Cup game last night. The Bucks are now 3-0 in Cup play. I believe there's 5 games that they play there to see who makes it to the knockout round. And so if they win next week, they will automatically advance. Giannis was kept out of the game, some kind of a swelling issue with his left knee. But here's the real deal here. The Bucks, by winning, they've now won 5 in a row, and they are at 9-9. After starting out the season 2-8, they have clawed their way back to 500. So all that initial panicking, we got to trade Giannis, we got to fire the coach, everything else that you know, maybe I was helping to instigate, forget it. It's all good. We're back to 9-9. A lot of sports coming up across Civic Media stations over the coming holiday weekend, not the least of which the Green Bay Packers playing on Thanksgiving night. They are hosting the Miami Dolphins, and the pregame on Thanksgiving will start at 5 p.m. on WRCO in Richland Center, WCQM in Park Falls, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha. Packer games are not available on the Civic Media app, so tune into one of those fine stations. The Wisconsin Badgers will host the Minnesota Gophers in a Friday morning game, and the Badgers need this win if they want to go to a bowl game. They need this win if they don't want to have a losing season for the first time in more than 20 years. Pre-game starts at 9 on stations in Amory, Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center, but also on the Civic Media app. The Badger men's hockey team hosts Alaska Anchorage. You can hear Friday's game starting at 6:30 on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. The Badger men's basketball team plays Saturday morning. 11 a.m. is the broadcast start on stations in Amory, Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. The Badger men's hockey team against Alaska Anchorage again on Saturday at 7:30. The Badger men's basketball team plays Michigan next week, Tuesday, at 7 p.m. So all kinds of Badgers and Packers sports that you can catch all across the Civic Media radio network. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. All right, there are a lot of what you would call, Greg, mixed marriages out there. And it could be anything from, you know, one is Catholic, one is Jewish, to, you know, white and black, to geography. Maybe one's a smoker, one's a non-smoker. There are so many ways that what I refer to as a mixed marriage or a mixed relationship can work. You can overcome those hurdles. You can overcome things that maybe turned you off about that person in any other instance, but you really love this person and you want to make it work. So you overcome, you know, maybe something that is not that something you grew up with, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the case.
I mean, I grew up, my mom liberal, dad Republican, so.
Well, that leads us to the topic of the mixed marriage or the mixed relationship based on politics.
Yeah.
And some couples do it. I've watched couples do it. They make jokes about canceling out each other's votes. This year hasn't worked out so well for some couples. Mm-hmm. A new study by the dating site WeGoDating.com reveals the states most likely to break up over Trump's victory, with Wisconsin right near the top of the list. It's based on how political tensions during the election drove a surge in Google search terms like how to break up.
Oh, my God.
And divorce lawyer. And so the findings revealed how deeply political divides are affecting personal lives. Wisconsin ranked second in the nation, driven by a tight political split and rising tensions in relationships. Other top states for battleground breakups include Georgia and Michigan. Meanwhile, the least affected states, Wyoming, Vermont, and North Dakota, report very minimal breakup intent based on Google searches. Well, first off, these are deeply red states. These are also very isolated states. You lose somebody in Wyoming or North Dakota, it's going to be a long wait for the next person to potentially come around. But it is definitely having an impact on folks this year. Like it or not.
I feel like they were, I mean, like I said, my parents were opposite political parties. And I think back in the day of, we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about sex and religion. That's how you can make it work. You just never talked about it. But now you do. And you should. You always should have. And people aren't going to keep themselves silent. And we talked about this a lot before the election of women who, were voting their own conscience and voting for what they wanted versus what their husbands expected them, and if fights ensued afterwards, you know.
It's
like, I can't be with someone like this. So, you know, I mean, if you're happy, be happy. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, you try to overcome a lot of things, but some things this year just couldn't get over the hump. One update on the Trump transition. The Trump team has refused to go through the normal channels for signing documents that deal with transparency and ethics when it comes to transitions. The Biden administration has reluctantly gone along with a new draft of a memo of understanding that says that, according to the Trump team, it will allow them to enter the next phase of beginning to have the, quote, deployment of landing teams in every department and agency. The transition says it will not utilize any taxpayer funding. It will not use government buildings provided by the General Services Administration. It will operate as a self-sufficient organization. Don't congratulate that. That's not a good thing. That means they're not being transparent in who is donating / buying their way into office, and are not going to tell taxpayers and voters who essentially is funding and getting favors as a result of the Trump transition. We'll talk about the Trump transition to a new climate strategy.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, with overall milk supplies remaining tight and more processing coming online next year, dairies are looking at their patrons a little differently. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike North with EverAg in Platteville says that currently there's some conversations that dairies are having with their patrons about not worrying so much about quotas.
In some co-ops, they're actually voting to remove the quota altogether. Just to eliminate that language from the playbook. Because at this stage in the game, I think everybody realizes that tool was good for the moment, but nobody wants to talk about it again. Because it did hold back several people from taking that next step forward a couple of years ago when they wanted to. Because if we go back a couple of years, remember $23, $24 milk in 2022 that helped, you know, send the signal. And if we would have already been expanding, we wouldn't be in the place that we're at right now.
Mike North, broker with EverAg out of Platteville. He says, while these conversations are ongoing, first quarter of 2025 still looks precarious for all dairy processors. Markets finished a little mixed yesterday in Chicago. Numbers are next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
All right, so we've got a couple news items that could impact our markets today. Israel approving the ceasefire with Hezbollah and President-elect Trump talking about tariffs in play for Mexico and Canada, including potash coming out of Canada. December corn dropped 4.75 cents to 4.20. January beans were down 2.25, 9.83.5. December wheat was up 3.75 cents, 5.39.5. Barrel and block cheese were unchanged on Tuesday, while the AA butter dropped 2.75 cents to 2.48.5. December class 3 milk was up 40, 18.81 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5. Tonight down to 20. Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy. Some flurries with a high of 28 on Friday and Saturday. Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show. It's usually at 6 a.m. in Madison. Fill it in for Dom. I'm certain Thanksgiving a little early. James Santel and Dr. Tim Slucker will be guests. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
All right, we're back and getting back into the swing of things. Well, temporarily, you know, we had the election, then you had that post-election thing. People were taking vacations. Well, now it's Thanksgiving. So we get Melissa Baldoff today. We don't get Joe Zepecki tomorrow because it's a holiday. So we'll eventually catch up with Joe. But Melissa can fill us in on a lovely post-election vacation before we talk about climate matters. Melissa Baldoff, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. Wonderful, in fact, coming back from a vacation to Aruba. It was very difficult to summon up the will to return.
Oh, no, I missed my plane. Oh, I have to stay here. Yes. Something like that. Yeah.
We did threaten the children that we might not return. We left a lot of food in the fridge and the freezer and the pantry. They were very well stocked. Everyone was great.
The dog's happy you're back. I mean, the whole family is, yeah. Here you are, and frankly, you know, ready for what's next, which is not necessarily what a lot of us might have wanted to be next, but these are the cards we're dealt. And so we're gonna look at some of the cards today from a climate perspective. And the cards that we've been dealt, think of them as trading cards. And there's guys on there like Doug Burgum, the former North Dakota governor, and Lee Zeldin, who's going to head up the EPA, and just other lobbyists. And the thing that they all seem to have in common for helping out President-elect Trump is some kind of a connection to, I know this is going to shock y'all, fossil fuels. They're pretty big on that.
Yeah, they are. And for someone who doesn't always deliver, I guess this is one thing we can count on Donald Trump to deliver on. When he promises his wealthy friends something, he's going to deliver on it. When he tells them, you know, elect me and I'm going to make things really good for you, fossil fuel industry, it seems like that is one promise he can keep. You know, maybe he can't keep his promises to working class people and people who need some help on their health care, or people who are worried about, you know, I think the cost of eggs was a big concern, and I don't know that anyone's going to be.
There's no eggs are. No.
Anytime soon. Yeah, this seems like a promise he's able to keep, that he is going to really do everything he can to make our energy policy as friendly as possible to fossil fuel interests.
Sometimes I wonder, is Trump against all these things just because Biden was for them? Or is it just rooted in the ideology of somebody who is in the hip pocket of billionaires and oil executives? I suppose the motivation doesn't matter either way, but we just know what direction he wants to go in.
Right. And I think it's a little, I mean, and I think it can be a little bit of two things can be true. I think that he definitely wants to be, he wanted to be against whatever Biden was for. And I think he also, we know that nothing is more important to Donald Trump than how he can enrich himself personally. And I think that in this second term in office, I think we will unfortunately see just an unprecedented and just something no one ever could have imagined way that he will attempt to profit off of the presidency and the office of the president. Really, it's all about how can he personally profit and how can he gain more power.
And you do that by, again, palling around with other really rich people who made their money, in this case, off of fossil fuels. The EPA will be run by former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin. And in announcing the appointment and in accepting it, Zeldin said, we will restore U.S. energy dominance and revitalize the auto industry to bring back American jobs. Well, Melissa, the auto industry has already been doing quite well and has been happy with the pivot to EVs and hybrids and things like that. I mean, What Trump and Zeldin are proposing is an answer in search of a problem. The answer has always been drill, baby, drill, but it's solving a problem that no longer exists. We're making this pivot, and we are already dominant in these areas.
Exactly. And, you know, I did think it was interesting, too, in the, you know, statement citing from Zeldin, the last thing he mentioned was protecting clean air and water. That was the very last thing, which
sure.
When you're talking about the person who is running the EPA, that should, you know, kind of be something that they're leading with and something of, you know, kind of one of their top concerns. How are we going to protect clean air and water? And that's really a kind of very minor consideration for him. Of course, we want to, be thinking about having, a strong energy, clean energy policy. Well, I don't know that they care about it being clean, but we want to have a strong energy policy. And of course, we want to revitalize our auto industry, which Joe Biden did. And have these great American jobs, which Joe Biden did. Like you said, it really does look like a, solution in search of a problem while creating a problem that, would be rolling back protections for our environment. We're not going to make any progress on clean air and water. We're going to lose the progress that we have made we've started to set some new standards over the past 4 years. We're going to, if they roll those standards back, that is going to really chip away at the progress that we have made.
Yeah, well, and again, it's one thing for Zeldin to say we're going to protect access to clean air and water. I think access is the key word there, because that takes us over to the Department of the Interior, where North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum would be in charge as Interior Secretary. And, you know, as has been noted by folks who would like to see a clean environment, Trump's Project 2025 is all about opening more public lands and coastal waters to oil and gas drilling. And you should not be looking at Doug Burgum as somebody, as Interior Secretary, who is going to be protecting our public lands from exploitive industries.
Exactly. These are folks that are really, not concerned with protecting our natural spaces, with protecting our public lands. This is all about how can they monetize those spaces and how can they promote policies that are going to enrich large corporations and the fossil fuel industry. This is not about our environment. This is not about protecting our public spaces. This is not about the health of our communities, of our environment. This is about the bottom line, which for them is profit for the very wealthy and for billionaire corporations.
And again, when I talk about the spite end of this, it's worth noting that one person, close to the Trump campaign, put it this way. They have the model of what Biden did during the first day, the first week, and the first month. And they're going to look at what Biden did and put a knot in front of it. And that's it. It's just out of spite. And the only when they're going to be pushed on, well, is this going to create jobs? And they're going to say yes. And people are going to say, prove it. And they're going to say, well, you just watch, and we are going to watch. And this is not going to be. It's not going to be a fun time to watch what's happening to the environment from here. I don't doubt, Melissa, that there are still people that are going to be extremely active on pushing back at the state and the local levels. This week, we saw California Governor Gavin Newsom talking about making up EV tax credits at the state level if Trump at the federal level, kills them. And I think here from Wisconsin and beyond, I think you now turn to state and local leaders to say, here's what we're going to do because we are still committed to, you know, taking care of the matters that come with a changing climate.
Absolutely. And I think that's so important to know that there are going to be folks who are committed and who are doing the work and who are going to be competent and capable and steady, because that's one thing that I don't think we touched on just yet, really, here. And I think we'll have so, unfortunately, so many opportunities to talk about that in the, you know, months, weeks, years to come, is that, you know, not only are these, you know, the folks that Donald Trump has chosen and the policies that they are pursuing, not only are these dangerous, but he has really, you know, tapped people who are really unqualified and don't really have experience in these types of roles that he's put them in. He is more interested in putting loyalists in charge than picking people who are qualified. And I think we're seeing that, you know, kind of throughout his, you know, the cabinet he is assembling. Or as a friend of mine from high school, I saw on Facebook, described it as a junk drawer instead of a cabinet. And I thought that was a very apt description. So, you know, I think that the contrast will become very, very clear as well, too, when folks are going to really be looking for that leadership, and they're going to be looking for who is able to get things done and who is able to help us and who is able to make a difference. And they're going to look to their local government. They're going to look to their city, their town, their county. They're going to look to their state. They're going to look to their, you know, their governor. They're going to look to their legislature. And they're going to say, hey, who's able to get things done? Who's able to make a difference? And, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to be the federal government right now. And so they are going to be looking to see who's able to get things done. And I think it is going to be those state and local governments who are able to really still make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, and we've been here before. We've been through the first Trump term. And the mayor of Cleveland, Justin Bibb, is the chair of a group called Climate Mayors. And he says mayors are going to double down on our commitment, passion, and vigor to continue to address these issues, especially at the local level. We've been here before when Trump was first elected and pulled out of the Paris Accords. And so what happens is these local governments, their climate projects, they won't have the federal government as a partner, but there will be, you know, universities and there will be industry. And I don't think there will be a shortage of other opportunities to partner up. The financing won't be the same. We're still going to do some backtracking, but let's not end this on a doom and gloom note, Melissa. The work's going to go on. It's just that it won't be the kind of partnership that you had under the Biden-Harris administration.
That's right. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but that doesn't mean that great work can't get done. That's something that, you know, when this is something that I know when Mandela Barnes was on previously, he talked about with you, when he was lieutenant governor and he and the governor first started talking about the climate change task force and putting that group together. And as it began to do the work of making recommendations, that task force assumed no help from the federal government. And it was, of course, a wonderful and pleasant change of circumstance that there was help from the federal government and we got the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. But a lot of great work happened even before those things became so transformative.
And remember, the Inflation Reduction Act, it was created by Congress, and it would probably take Congress. There will be battles there as well. And so, again, we know what Trump can do. We know what he wants to do. But there will be a whole lot of details between now and then that I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about in these weekly climate features. Melissa Baldoff, thank you so much for filling in the blanks. Welcome back. And we'll just continue to follow as we head into Trump Part 2. for lack of a better term, I guess.
Part.
Thanks, Melissa. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Be back with more after this. You're up north.
.5 The Tap.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Oh my gosh, we are just rocking out for Up North News Radio here. This is very unlike us. This could only mean one thing. We're in the history lesson. No other place where Jimi Hendrix is normally getting played here, but the early guitar rock legend was born in Seattle on this day 82 years ago. Try to imagine Jimi Hendrix as an 82-year-old. Although I got to say, Melissa Kay is with us as well, that if that were the case, he would be the one 82-year-old man who could play guitar with his tongue or, you know, all the other tricks that he used to do. Jimmy could have done it if he were with us. No doubt at all. Again, born this day in 1942. Melissa Kay, how are you?
Good morning. I'm awake.
Well, there we go. We got
nothing
we got the
gets
little
past
favors.
You. All right.
Nope, not a bit. what you up to in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids
we
land?
We are prepping for our Rekindle the Spirit Parade tonight.
Rekindle the Spirit Parade.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's a
did somebody dekindle it event. Or how does that work?
You know, I don't know. Okay. I don't know how it got its name, but we're going to march in it. So
all right.
Nice.
Hand out stuff.
March and hand out stuff.
Yeah, Agatha's going to be there, so, you know, it's a big deal.
Agatha will be there.
Agatha as in Harkness?
Agatha is in our mascot for 105.5, our chicken.
The chicken, Agatha.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I just got done watching that show, so I was in there. I was in that mode.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see. Let's go to more birthdays here. Bill Nye the Science Guy is 69 today.
Oh, nice. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
We have immediately transported so many people back to their younger years. Loving this guy.
Science rules.
Yeah. Were you either of you viewers of Mr. Nye's program?
It was a little
I never got to see the original program.
And okay. I was a little too old for it at that point. Like, it was like 90s, and I was like, I was in high school at that point. So I'm like, meh, what's this dumb show for kids?
Eddie Rabbit was born this day in 1941. So that was 83 years ago. He passed away in 1998. Now, before he recorded songs on his own, he was a songwriter. And Melissa, do you know what his big hit was that he wrote for Elvis?
No, I don't.
Kentucky Rain.
Oh,
that was an Eddie Rabbit tune. Yeah. The first ever Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held in New York City this day in 1924, 100 years ago. The song Never My Love by the Association was certified gold on this day in 1967. You asked me
if there'll come a time. I don't know what it is about these.
You know,
these late 60s songs are just like, they're all just singing through Honey, bopping their head back and forth.
I know. Isn't it lovely? And yet at the same time, so easy to mock?
Yeah. Yep.
I like it. Let's see. You've heard of care packages.
Yes.
But how many folks actually remember what CARE stood for originally, the acronym? It was a post-war relief program called the Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe. That was back when we let bureaucrats name everything, and we didn't do any marketing whatsoever. But the care packages were sent for food relief in Europe after World War II. When America was pretty much the only place that was still had operating farms and things like that. So quite literally.
Can we implement that in reverse once the tariffs are put in place?
It's going to be something like that. Yes.
Don't care packages.
Yeah, don't care packages. Right. Yep. Let's see. It seems like every day has a little Beatles touch to it somewhere. On this day in 1967, the Beatles released the soundtrack to their upcoming film, Magical Mystery Tour.
I love this intro.
Oh, yeah. So we will play another song or two off the Magical Mystery Tour album yet this hour.
Just to see Greg dance.
I know. On this day in 1982, Lionel Richie, who had already had a Hot 100 with the group The Commodores. He'd had number one hits with Three Times a Lady and Still. He had a number one hit with Diana Ross, Endless Love. He finally reached the number one spot on his own as a solo artist with this single. This love will last forever. Who can hit this note? Not me. Although if you want something fun, try it in your car.
Now this song could be like, do you like fizzy alcohol drinks? Truly.
Yeah, why aren't we hearing this? He should be making money off that beverage.
Because he doesn't have to. He's making money off everything else. He's like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I suppose. It's a very lovely song. But again, my condolences to anybody who's ever like on a whim tried it on karaoke, and maybe you can do almost all of it till you get to that one.
I know the chorus really well.
Yeah.
Oh, and then with that note.
With that note, then you just bail out.
That's when you point the mic to the audience and go, you guys.
Yes, I like that. You guys got this. On the National Day calendar, it's a weird little assortment. Today is National Jukebox Day.
Okay.
Today is National Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
Here for it.
Okay, and National Craft Jerky Day. So making your own jerky out of, I don't know, all kinds of weird
ways
stuff.
Ways to make your house smell.
I made jerky out of my sweater. You want some?
maybe not that crafty. It's National Tree Week. It's National Deal Week. Hello, Black Friday. And it's National Farm City Week.
Nice.
And you can hear all about farms and cities from everything Melissa does at WIRI and WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, take care. We'll talk more about your community conversations coming up next time around when we get to visit.
Community stories.
community stories when we come back next week. We'll fix it in post-production.
Oh, totally. I'm on that.
We're live. I forgot about that. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about school funding in Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Jimmy Costa, guest host The Maggie Dawn Show. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.